the MVP of cycling in 2023. I don't know what more of an introduction I could do for Sepp Kuss than that. He's always been a freak on the bike, but 2023 was insane with the level he was at. And most impressively, he was at that level and one of the best riders in all three Grand Tours, and won the third one with the most stacked GC start list I can remember from any Grand Tour ever. I was really curious to ask him about what was different about this year and what changes he made or what he thinks made the biggest difference. So I hope that sounds interesting to you. And if you want to get the whole podcast, the only place to get the whole book is at howtobecomeaprocyclist.com. Okay, I hope you enjoy Sepp. Okay, let's put it this way. If you had to name, like, what are the four rides that you do the most throughout the year? Like, if you had to look at your entire year or this last year, what would be, like, the four sessions that you've done the most? Like, one could be, like, okay, I did, like, a lot of one-hour easy rides, and then another one would be, like, a long easy ride in the mountains. Whatever it is for you. Can you think of what that would be?
I would say, some variety of VO2, you know, with...
Like what? What's VO2?
Yeah, in a total of in the whole workout, maybe 10 to 20 minutes in that zone.
Is that like 4 minute intervals or something like that? What? How do you do them?
Yeah, like kind of like broken up into blocks. You know, let's say 2 minutes at a high threshold, and then 1 minute easy, 2 minutes a high threat, you know, so you're by the end, you're feeling like, okay, this is close to, not close to max, but quite hard. You know, I don't have many workouts that are like, oh, that was all out, you know, but I think, yeah, you still get that VO2 while being pretty controlled and more or less comfortable, I guess.
Okay.
So I would say that. Throughout the year, some like low cadence work.
So how do you like? What's an interval for that? How do you do that?
Like a couple minutes at low threshold, low cadence, and then 1 or 2 minutes high cadence at a bit higher. Either those in a single block or kind of throughout, like, let's say a 20-minute interval.
Okay.
But yeah, that's quite a bit during the season. And yeah, long rides, just 6-7 hours, super easy. I wouldn't say super easy, but yeah, just really comfortable pace the whole time. You know, you can ride some hills and make a big climbing day, or just ride the flat, but the longer and and the easier the better.
Yeah,
like recovery pace, but all day. And let's see what else. Yeah, I guess more in the race season, more kind of like a race specific kind of interval where you're actually at threshold for a longer period of time. A training day where you have kind of a bit of everything, where it's, you know, you're throwing in various intervals throughout the day. And then the last one is close to like a race speed interval. I know that those are pretty tough, but they're also motivating.
What's like a race speed?
You kind of have a like close to all out for whatever 10 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just to kind of have that feeling. Yeah.
Okay. One quick question I asked you like a while back, I don't even remember when this was, is around like fatigue resistance stuff. Like how much of an opinion do you have as far as doing your intervals at the start of a ride versus at the end of it? Do you think that matters?
I don't know. I mean, I think for me,
Sepp's awesome, eh? I've never met a superstar athlete that's so humble, and the guy hasn't changed at all in all the years I've known him. If you want to hear the full podcast, go to howtobecomeaprocyclist.com. And if you choose to share this on Instagram, put it on your Instagram story. That good karma you'll get from supporting someone else when they're just starting out and trying to make it, That good karma you'll get will mean you'll never get another flat tire out training. And if somehow you do, you can make a video of you changing it on the side of the road, tag me in it, and tell everyone how I lied to you. Thanks in advance, everyone.